Let's talk about another election that was held over the weekend, a special election in Illinois to fill the seat of former Speaker Dennis Hastert, who has retired. It's been a reliably Republican district for generations. On Saturday, it was won by a man named Bill Foster. He's a physicist, he's a businessman, and he's a Democrat. Joining us now to talk about what that might mean for the future of Congress and for the country's NPR senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Hello, Madeline.
Well, this is just one election, but is it a big deal? Does it augur something for the general election?
The Republican campaign spokesman for Congress, spokeswoman, I should say, immediately came out and said, one election in one state does not prove a trend. But let's consider that we now have polls showing a strong favoring of Democrats in the congressional elections coming this November. We have, to some degree, a conflict between the Republican nominee for President John McCain and his Republican House colleagues over earmarking and a number of other issues. And then on top of that, their longtime speaker, in fact, served longer as speaker than any Republican in history, Dennis Hastert, has stepped down and retired and had the unfortunate coda put to his career of having his district fall to the Democrats, a district that had been Republican forever. So there is an inescapable sense of an era coming to an end, particularly given some of these other factors and, you know, the Republicans' diminished prospects for this fall.
Well, speaking of those diminished prospects, it seems that a lot of them could be due to retirement. Some 28 Republicans have announced their retirements.
That's right, about three-fourths of all the retirements on the House side. And even more meaningfully, of the dozen races that look closest around the country for this November among the House members, more than half of them are districts where a Republican is retiring in a situation where the Democrats have a shot. So this gives the Democrats a good chance of making the House of Representatives substantially more Democratic in November.
Okay, let's get back to the presidential race. Tomorrow there's an election in Mississippi, and I understand Barack Obama is the favorite there.
Yes, he is. This is the state with probably more African-American voters in the primary than any other, more even than South Carolina. And if he continues to dominate in that vote, he should easily win in Mississippi. Over the weekend, he won easily in Wyoming, a totally different demographic situation, but a caucus, and Barack Obama has been dominating in the caucus states. So in Mississippi, we expect to see him pick up maybe 6 or 7 net delegates, maybe even 10 net delegates, that being more delegates for him than for Hillary. And that would eliminate mathematically the delegate gains that she made last Tuesday by winning primaries in Ohio, Rhode Island, and Texas.
She has moved on to Pennsylvania, where there are a lot more delegates at stake.
That's right. And that's one where really about all Obama can hope to do is to make it close. If he can make it close, he could have the effect that we saw in Texas and Ohio, where even though Hillary Clinton won, her payoff in delegates was minimal. And if he can minimize her payoff in delegates in Pennsylvania and then move on to a few other states where he would do better before the end of the primary season, he can assure himself of a substantial lead, more than 100 pledged delegates at the end of the primary process.
Ron, as the campaign is heating up between the Democratic candidates, how dangerous could it be for the eventual nominee in terms of the general election?
Dangerous indeed. In the case of Hillary Clinton, if she sees it as necessary to tear down Barack Obama between now and Pennsylvania or between now and the end of the primary process, if she sees that as her only way to the nomination, she may get to the point where she can't really turn around and offer him the vice presidency, having said he was not qualified to be president and all of the rest of it. If she can't offer him the vice presidency, it's very difficult to see how she heals the wounds in the parties that would have been created. And if she can't bring back the African-American voters and the younger voters that identify particularly strongly with Obama in November, very hard to see how she wins the Electoral College or wins a majority of the popular vote in November. So there's a big risk factor in how negative she chooses to get. As for Barack Obama, he has a big risk factor too, because if he becomes negative at all in any substantial degree, he undercuts the essence of his own new politics and change the way of life in Washington message.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you as always.
Thank you, Madeline.